Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, October 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor News Breaks Foremost Clean Energy LEFMST, CCFAT, appoints Peter Espig to board to support growth of clean energy and critical mineral portfolio. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd. has appointed Peter Espig to its board of directors, extensive experience in guiding resource companies to the table. CEO Jason Barnard expressed confidence in Espig's ability to advance the company's clean energy and critical mineral projects. The recent appointment of Harpreet Bajaj as an officer further strengthens Foremost leadership team. Espig highlighted Foremost's strong management, uranium and lithium assets, and NASDAQ listing as key factors for future growth. The company, known for its rapid growth in uranium and lithium exploration, holds an option to earn up to a 70% interest in 10 prospective uranium properties in Saskatchewan. As the demand for carbon-free energy rises, domestically mined uranium and lithium are poised for dynamic growth, playing a crucial role in clean energy's future. Investor interest peaked as the price of platinum surges. Investor interest has been peaked as the price of platinum group metals, like platinum, continues to surge, while the rally in gold and silver prices slows down. Producers are uncertain about the driving force behind the price increase, but are pleased to see the metal move from the muck. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYSE American PLJ PTM, are benefiting from this trend. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry and offers a wide array of corporate communication solutions to help companies reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, and the general public. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
The Midwife in Vienna announces upcoming availability on Amazon.com. The Midwife in Vienna, a wellness brand founded by Austrian midwife Sarah Laris, is set to launch its line of organic maternity and baby products on Amazon.com. Known for its clean, minimalist approach to maternal and infant wellness, the brand's handcrafted products are made in Austria using certified organic ingredients. With a focus on traditional midwifery wisdom and modern sustainability standards, the Midwife in Vienna bridges the gap between ancient care practices and contemporary consumer needs. The upcoming Amazon launch will make these trusted organic products more accessible to families across the U.S., continuing the brand's mission of providing simple, natural, and sustainable care for mothers and babies. Focus Universal Inc. announces closing of $10 million in preferred equity. Focus Universal Inc., a provider of patented hardware and software design technologies for IoT, 5G, and AI-driven SEC financial reporting automation software, has announced the closing of a $10 million preferred equity offering. The offering closed on October 23, 2025, with gross proceeds of $10 million and estimated net proceeds of approximately $9.44 million. The company plans to use these funds to continue commercializing its universal smart IoT platform and AI-driven SEC financial reporting software. Dr. Edward Lee, chairman of the board, has already invested $2 million, demonstrating confidence in the company's products. Focus IoT applications are now available for download on Apple and Google Play stores, while the SEC financial reporting software is under contract for testing. The software streamlines the complex SEC reporting process, providing an end-to-end solution with minimal manual input. Spartan Capital Securities LLC acted as lead placement agent for the offering, with RBW Capital Partners LLC as sub-placement agent through Dawson James Securities, Inc. For more information, visit spartancapital.com and rbwcapitalpartners.com. Dusty Cars, professional classic car appraisers and buyers, updates info on classic Ford valuation services. Dusty Cars, a top classic car valuation and buying service, has updated their information on classic Ford valuation services. The company recently sold a 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Coupe, showcasing their expertise in classic car valuation. Dusty Cars specializes in European brands like Porsche and Jaguar, but they are also interested in classic Fords from the 1940s. Owners of classic Fords can receive a fair and fast valuation or cash offer from Dusty Cars. The 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Coupe features power front disc brakes, a Mustang 8 rear end, and a fuel-injected 350cc engine. Dusty Cars offers comprehensive valuation services for classic Ford models like the sedan, coupe, and deluxe Woody. Visit their website for more information on Ford valuation services.
Rita Case donates $2 million to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital and unveils the Rita and Rick Case Corridor. Rita Case, president and CEO of Rick Case Automotive Group, donated $2 million to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital to support research, education, patient care, and capital needs. In recognition of this gift, the hospital unveiled the Rita and Rick Case Corridor. Case, along with leadership from Rick Case Automotive Group and Cleveland Clinic, attended the ceremony. Dr. Ross expressed gratitude for Case's ongoing support, highlighting how her gifts fuel research and innovation. Since 2016, the Case family has donated over $3 million to the hospital, supporting various initiatives. Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital has been recognized as the number one hospital in Miami-Fort Lauderdale and named on Newsweek's World's Best Hospitals list. The Rick Case Automotive Group, founded in 1962, is the nation's largest female-owned automotive dealer group in America. Rita Case was named the 2024 Time Dealer of the Year.
Mackenzie Scott donates record $38 million to University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott has donated a record $38 million to the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the largest single gift in the historically black university's history. The unrestricted donation will allow the school to invest in students, faculty, and the community. The funds will be used to expand scholarships, modernize classrooms, enhance mental health services, and support programs in coastal innovation and agricultural development. This generous gift follows a previous $20 million donation in 2020, bringing Scott's total giving to UMass to $58 million. Her philanthropic efforts focus on reducing inequities in education, healthcare, and economic opportunity. This donation will have a significant impact on UMass and the Eastern Shore region, deepening the university's role in economic development and community partnerships. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.